श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ
श्री आदिशंकराचार्य विरचित गुरोरष्टकम् शरीरं सुरूपं तथा वा कलत्रं यशश्चारुचित्रं धनं मेरुतुल्यं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे मनश्चेन्न लग्नं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्.
The body is handsome. The wife is attractive. The fame is spread far and wide. The wealth is enormous and stable like Mount Meru. But of what consequence are all these if the mind is not fixed in devotion to the lotus feet of Guru? Really, of what use is all this? What use? What use?
खलत्रं धनं पुत्र पौत्रादि सर्वं गृहं बान्धवा सर्वमेतद्विजातम् गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे मनश्चेन्न लग्नं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्.
वैफ् वेल्त् सन् ग्रैंडसन् एंड द लाइक हाउस relations, even if all these are there, fate is certain. Of what consequence is one's life if his mind is not devoted to the feet of Guru? As a time, what use is any possession, person or object? Of what use? Of what use? Of what use indeed?
षडङ्गादिवेदो मुकेशस्त्रविद्या कविच्चादिगद्यं सुपद्यं करोति गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे मनश्चेन्न लग्नं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्.
All the Vedas are mastered and ever present on the lips. Likewise, knowledge of all the sciences is well gained. The ability to write prose or verse is also present. Even then, of what ultimate benefit is all this if one's mind does not devoutly rest on the feet of Guru, by whose grace alone can one's soul be liberated? Of what use? Of what use? Of what use indeed?
Videsheshu manyasvadesheshu danyas sadachara vrutteshu mattona chanya gurorangripadme manashchenna lagnam tatakkim 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 tatakkim.
I am honored well even in far off places, held in high esteem in my own locality. In good conduct and noble deeds, there is no one to excel me. If one has occasion to think like this, of what avail is it if the mind is not steeped in devotion and humility towards the feet of the Guru, from whom alone can flow wisdom and immortality?
Kshama mandale bhupa bhupala brundai sada sevitam yasya padharavindam gurorangripadme manashchenna lagnam tatak kim tatak kim tatak kim tatak kim.
Your feet may be worshipped constantly even by the great kings and emperors of the world, for reason of your greatness and scholarship. But of what real consequence is that, if the mind is not graced by the blessing of unflinching devotion to the Guru, by whose loving touch alone can redemption and peace be realized?
Yashomi gatam dikshudanaptratapa jagad vastu sarvam khare yat prasadat Gurorangripadme manashchena lagnam tatakkim 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 tatakkim.
Of what avail if one has enough merits to think, my fame has already spread in several places due to my unique generosity, and a result, all things of the world stand within my easy reach. For the virtue and quality that count ultimately is only one's unflinching loyalty and devotion towards the Guru, whose blessings are the ultimate factor for realization of truth by a devoted seeker.
Na bhoge na yoge na baba jirajau na kanta muke naiva vitteshu chittam Gurorangripadme manashchena lagnam tatakkim 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 tatakkim.
The mind may have turned away from external delights through dispassion and from attainments like yogic concentration, possessions like horses and the like, the enchanting face of the beloved, in short, the entire wealth of the earth, yet it will be of no real merit if the mind is not absorbed in piety and devotion to the feet of Guru. Bereft of this devotion, of what benefit is anything? Of what benefit? Of what benefit?
Aranye na vasvasya gehe na karye na dehe mano vartate metvanargye Gurorangripadme manaschena lagnam tatakkim 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 tatakkim.
The mind may have lost its charm to live in forests, and likewise in the house, may have lost all desire to achieve whatever. Even the concern for the body's welfare may have been outlived. The most invaluable treasure of the world may not hold any allurement. Even then, of what avail are all these if the supreme devotion to the Guru is not held by the aspirant? Determine, of what use? Of what use?
Anargyani ratnani muktani samyak samalingata kamini yaminishu Gurorangripadme manaschena lagnam tatakkim 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 tatakkim.
Even if I find in my possession precious stones or pearls and well decorated and dressed lovable bride, yet if my mind is not absorbed in devotion to the lotus feet of the Guru, of what use is any other possession?
Ghurorashtakam yah patit punyadehi yatirbhupatir brahmachari chagehi labhidvanchitartam padam brahma samyam gurorukthavakye mano yasya lagnam.
Whoever reads, studies, and recites this collection of 8 verses on Guru and remains devoted and attentive to the sayings of the Guru, he, no matter if he is a holy person, ascetic, king, neophyte, or householder, attains his coveted object, namely the supreme abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu.
Iti Shri Adi Shankaracharya Virachitam Guru Rashtakam Sampurnam Hari Om Tat Sat.